Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code?
19709.
19709, thank you. Can I have the first and last name?
Conchita Graham.
Spell that, please.
C-O-N-C-H-I-T-A. Last name Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M.
Thank you. You said that was 19769.
709. 19709.
Oh, my apologies. 709. Okay. Thank you.
Can I ask you, what company is this?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies. So for me to be able to see who you have services with, I do need to pull up an account. I'm looking. There's no account with that name or zip code, ma'am. Have you placed an order with us before, ma'am, or create an account online?
Well, let me explain what's going on. I just saw that there is a continuous fee of $56.95 on my bank account, which I'm not sure if this, I don't know what this merchant is. So I contacted my bank, and that's how I got the phone number to whatever this organization is. And I wanted to, this is fraudulent because I'm not buying anything or I don't have anything. There's $56.95 each month. I don't know what it's for. And it's no name that, you know, from the, on the bank, when you look at the statement, there's no name. It's just a bunch of numbers. So again, I got this phone number from the bank because they said I needed to call to be able to get this money back. And they're going to do their, you know, whatever they have to do on their side to check into fraudulent charges as well. So you're saying you don't see anything account, you don't see an account that
I'm not pulling it up with the name or the zip code. I can try the first six and last four of the card being built.
The last four numbers of the card?
First six and last four digits is what I'll need of the card being built.
The first four digits?
First six and last four.
First six and last four.
Correct.
Let me get the card here. Five, two, four, zero, three, eight.
Five, two, four, zero, three, eight. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the last four, please.
7291.
7291. Okay, thank you. You said that first name was spelled C-O-N-C-H-I-T-A, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Graham was the last name.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I pulled up the account with that information. And you mind just verifying the shipping address? I have so far 50 Meadow Drive. Can you verify the rest of that address, ma'am?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Do you mind verifying the rest of that, please?
Oh, Middletown, Delaware. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I pulled up an account with that information today, ma'am. Allow me a moment to review the account and see what's going on here. Okay, so I'm showing this is for the Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership. It allowed you to select a kitchen mixer for the $7.95 shipping cost. As for signing up for our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership, you're going to be billed the membership fee 4 days after initially signing up, as it stated in terms and conditions, and that was going to be $56.95 each month enrolled, and bill that membership fee, you would receive $125 gift card to shop online at our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club.
So I remember,
yes, ma'am.
There was supposed to be a drawing for the mixer. I don't remember seeing something about $56.95 each month for some. And then when I even go to look it up, to back up that, to find that email, it's not even there.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. I don't see anything about it being...
Well, I'm disputing that, and I want that to stop.
So a refund, I see it's been... The account's active. I'll be happy to go ahead, though, and get that canceled out as you've requested. I'll speak to my supervisor and see what we can do regarding a refund. Please stay in line. Okay, so I went ahead and spoke to my supervisor, explained the situation. What I can go ahead and do for you today as a courtesy refund is issue you a 50% refund back to the account for that most recent charge for you.
Well, I feel this is fraudulent. This is not what it said when I was
It's not fraudulent, ma'am, as it was disclosed in the terms and conditions when you placed the order. It stated you're signing up for a membership, but I will speak to my supervisor and see if there's anything more we can do for you as a courtesy. I always recommend the customers to thoroughly read terms and conditions, as it does provide you with what you are ordering and agreeing to.
You're absolutely right.
So please stand in line while I go ahead and speak with my supervisor and see what more we can do about this charge for you.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your patience.
I'm glad I took a screenshot of that. Well, that mixer thing, that it looked like it was a membership.
Okay, I went and spoke with my supervisor, was able to get them to approve today a full refund for that most recent charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and get that placed on the order. Please stay in line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm working on your refund, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
You can give me a moment with some of this cancellation and refund. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I've gone ahead and got your account canceled out, and I've got that refunded for you today. So your refunds will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
You ready for the confirmation number?
Yes.
So your cancellation confirmation number is going to be Sea Lake and Charlie. 2609-00301.
See,
that's your cancellation number.
0900301 cancellation number. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Your refund confirmation number is going to be for the $56.95. That's a full refund. And that confirmation number for that refund is 739-100-1716.
Okay. All right, I have that. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do?
That's it. Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.